to another episode of Successful Inventing. I'm your host, Ken Johnson. Welcome. Today, we're going to discuss, does a patent protect inventors? So sit back, relax, and if you're an inventor, this is something you really need to hear. If you get a patent, will you really be protected? So most inventors are under the impression that if they obtain a patent, their idea is protected from people stealing it. No one will steal their invention because it's patented, and that's why they perhaps spent tens of thousands of dollars trying to obtain a patent under the impression that it will keep people from stealing it. Well, the truth is, a patent does not provide protection. Yes, you heard me correctly. A patent does not provide protection. So if it doesn't provide protection, what does it do? And why do so many people seek a patent? Well, let's answer the second question first. Many people and companies seek a patent because they are looking for offensive rights. They want the monopoly associated with a patent. So the truth is, a patent does not provide quote-unquote protection. What it does is it gives you monopoly rights. And with those monopoly rights, it means you're the only one that can produce that patented product. And if anyone else does, you have offensive rights to go after them legally. So a patent is a government saying, after they've done their review, that yes, you have created a unique utility, and therefore we can't find any infringement or any similar invented mechanism or utility or prior art, it's called, in the patent filings or in the world or marketplace. So therefore, we're giving you this monopoly right. We're recognizing you have created this unique utility, and therefore you have this monopoly right for approximately 17 years. So now you've got this monopoly right, which means, as in the game Monopoly, you own it all, right? Now, the issue is, does that stop others from infringing on your invention, your patent? No. The fact that you have a monopoly right does not mean others won't infringe upon that right. So now, with that monopoly right, the government recognizes you can then take an offensive stance. In other words, you can sue infringers because they have infringed upon your monopoly right, your patent. So then, in essence, what does the patent give you? It doesn't give you protection. It gives you monopoly and offensive rights to go after infringers. That's why when I'm speaking to inventor groups all over the country, I always tell them, a patent does not provide protection. A suit of armor provides protection, wouldn't you say? Generally speaking, that's what a suit of armor does. It provides protection. A patent is not a suit of armor. A patent is more akin to the sword that the knight in that suit of armor is wielding. It's the sword or the offensive weapon that a knight might possess. And that's you. You are that knight, and the only offensive weapon you have is the sword. That's your patent. You're a knight, though, without a suit of armor. All you have is a sword. So you can only go after offenders, but because you don't have a suit of armor on, you have nothing to quote-unquote protect you. You could be harmed. And that's the way a patent works. It's not protection, it's offensive rights. And even though you may have a patent, you may still lose the war. You could lose for a number of reasons in a litigation. You could lose because your patent has been invalidated for some reason, meaning it should have never been issued. You could lose because you have not properly maintained it for some reason. You could lose because a judge or jury deems basically decrees that the infringer, quote-unquote infringer, has not really infringed. Maybe they found a way around your patent that does not directly infringe upon it. There are a number of ways you could lose. So the fact that you have a patent and the fact that you have the offensive rights and the fact that you sue infringers does not give you a predetermined outcome that you're a victory. It only means you have the right to sue, but the outcome is still uncertain. There are many cases where people have sued over patent infringement and lost the lawsuit for a number of reasons. So a patent gives you the right to sue and basically spend a lot of money with an uncertain outcome. So a patent is not protection in and of itself. It's offensive monopoly rights. So people ask me sometimes after they've heard me detail this, should I get a patent? Well, it's really up to you. If you have invented something that's a short-term fad, maybe has a life cycle of a couple, 2 or 3 years, it's not worth getting a patent. Because by the time the patent is issued, the life cycle has passed. And if you wait for the patent to be issued, the fad may have already passed, or someone else may have created a solution to the problem that's more effective, more efficient, or cheaper than yours. So if you have created something that has a short life cycle, it's better to be first to market than it is to be someone first in line at the patent office. However, if you created something that has a technology that can last for a long period of time and it's very clear that it's very innovative, then you may want to go ahead and apply for a patent and get yourself that monopoly and offensive right. There's nothing wrong with that. But for most inventors I deal with, their inventions are short-lived or have a short life cycle. And short could be just a couple of years, it could be a year, it could be 4 or 5 years. That's relatively short. So in those cases, you may want to consider just going to market without a patent. If you're going to try to license this even short-term invention, you probably would at least need to have filed a provisional patent application because it does give you perceived ownership of something. So that might be important under a license scenario. So again, to answer the original question, does a patent protect inventors? No, it does not protect the inventor's invention from infringement. All a patent does is give you offensive monopoly rights. In order to stop infringement, you have to sue. And in suing, you're going to spend a lot of money with an uncertain outcome. The patent itself does not mean you'll win the lawsuit. So bear that in mind as you go through the inventing process and as you decide whether or not a patent is for you. And in some cases, patents are quite appropriate. Probably, though, in most cases, it's not necessary. Probably in those cases, the most important thing to do is to be the first to market, particularly on an invention that has a relatively short lifespan. Okay? Again, thank you for listening. If you have further questions, go to my website, successfulinventing.com or kenjohnsonspeaks.com. Send me your questions, review the information I have there, and I look forward to next week and having you listen in to our episode that's coming up. Again, in signing off, this is Ken Johnson, and I want to wish you successful inventing.